We're going to skip a few pages. I've reviewed them early this morning and realised, you know what, there's some mission critical pages here and there are some that are just nice to do. And I want to stick on mission critical so we keep to time. I'd like you to turn to page 36. And again, for the sake of your eventual home study course, page 36 is all about signs that your business doesn't work as a business.
Thank you.
Signs that your business doesn't work as a business. There are a number of boxes there. They're very self-explanatory, I believe, and I'd like you to again do a self-analysis privately and just tick where you think I have a challenge right here. This describes me and what's going on in the business. Just tick that box.
Why do you think it's a 25-hour week?
I tried to look at what happens if you knock a couple of days off and how low could I get that. So I kind of frigged that. So I took 40 and kind of thought, maybe if I'm not 15, 16 hours off, can I live me 25, nice round number? That's what I thought. So it's 3 8-hour days and a bit. Leaving you the four day weekend. And I'm being a little bit egotistical there, Andy. I told you the story, didn't I, of how all this started, how this workshop came to me. Yeah, when I was ill in April. Did I tell you that? March and April. I was ill for 4 weeks. Got flu and it just left me. It went away, but I was left a complete physical wreck. And Friday morning, I was in the gym, thundering away on the step machine and the rowing machine, really smashing myself to death. Had a lovely shower, felt superhuman. You know, I mean, I found the second muscle in my body that I possess. Oh, I've got two muscles now.
And then you look at the rest.
Yes. I didn't mean I have to look for this one, the first one I had to search for. Scarlet's on a roller. Whoa, ripple, you know. 8-pack, let alone 6-pack. Friday evening, I was in bed, sick as a dog. Spent a week in Florida being sport rotten by my 83-year-old mum and crawling around this state with my dad, and he was walking faster than I was, and he's 85. I got back and I was really frightened. I thought, well, they love me, they'll miss me. I don't give a hoot. What will happen to my business? And I got back and it took me 2 days to catch up. This is stupid. If I can catch up in 2 days, what am I playing at for 5 days a week? And I sat down and analysed the business before I took Sam on board. And I realised that to run the business and replace the people that drop off at the other end after 1, 2, or 3 years with me took less than 3 days. So my question was, what was I playing at the other 2 days? And the answer was, I was just Parkinson's lawing it. I'm just filling the time with stuff. And then I realised the dreams that Peter and I have had of creating this business that can reach 1 million people rather than, you know, just the odd couple of dozen for the inner circle depended upon those 2 days remaining free. And that's what made me think of the 4 day weekend. I had reached it and didn't realise I'd reached it. How stupid's that? I thought, well, if I can do it, then I have the right to teach it. And that's why this thought came about. So that's where that box came from, 25-hour week. Because for you, the inner circle, that's what I work. And the other 2 days are now going like the clappers preparing for the other 1 million. Optimistic, aren't I? From 20-odd. To 1 million. Whoa. Easy peasy. And that's got to be technology. So just quickly tick those boxes and can we have Arthur, could you read the grey circle, please, nice and loudly?
If you can't describe what you're doing as a process, you do not know what you're doing.
Thank you. Who here spends every month doing some sort of CPD? Some sort of continued professional development. Okay? Who here spends 10 hours a month on CPD? Okay? 20. 20 a month on CPD.
So do you mean this is CPD?
Yeah, if you count this as business education. Yeah? 20 hours a month. Okay? So I'm forced to, in order to be that much ahead of you, spend 100 hours a quarter. That's my minimum. That's my minimum. And my question in that box is, if you're having difficulty applying these principles when you get home from the workshop, because I ain't got the time, then clearly that signals to you I've got a problem. Because this is life-changing stuff. And everything else, frankly, is a bit secondary. I'm going to jump to page 40. I'm not going to discuss this page. Have a look at page 40. Just stare at it. The in-between pages are just a bit of fun. I'm teasing you because I know what the outcome is going to be. And you can by all means do the litmus test back at the office. It is quite interesting, but it's not mission critical. This is mission critical. Just stare at it. See if you can work out what's happening, what it's all about. First person to work out what is on this page and what it means, just signal to me. Speak out. Nigel.
If you build a system that's got repeatable processes, you'll have a more profitable business.
Very interesting. That's quite powerful. Now can you talk to me about the four boxes on the left-hand side? Why are those four boxes there? On the left-hand side of the page.
They're just showing you what you need to do in each of those four segments for that whole plan struck process to work. You've got to learn to begin with, to have the tools to set this in place. Then you've got to produce internally the process or to make it happen, and then you've got to deliver it to the customer. And if the customer likes what you've done with all those three, then you're going to be more profitable through the financial element.
It's not complicated, is it? Here's what I'd have you do. You see this silly little template here, this silly little diagram? It took me 270 pages of information to create this diagram. I stole it once I've understood the 270 pages out of this book here. You see all those tabs? Each one was a really, really critical diagram that I wanted to teach, and we haven't got that many days. So I decided, which is the most basic, important diagram from this book? Don't read this book, okay? Because it will just kill you. Mentally, it nearly destroyed me. It took me 5 whole days to understand it. This is about running huge corporates. But I suddenly realized that I read it. Small businesses could really do with knowing this stuff. And I took one of the diagrams out of it, one of the many, many, many diagrams, and thought, this they need to know. And Nigel's right. As a business leader, not an IFA, a business leader, you need to give professional attention to each of those four segments if your business is ever going to work without you. That's your business leadership responsibility. You need to become superb at making those four segments work in your business. Superb at financially analysing it and recognising whether clients are profitable or not, measuring it monthly. You need to be great at financial analysis. And if you're great at planning but not analysis, then outsource the job. But you have to get it done, otherwise you're just playing at business. You're not really running a business at all. It's just, you're just being a great IFA, and that's not being a great businessman or great general insurance broker. You're just playing at the game of running a business, and it may be highly profitable, but you will never have a clue why. Not a clue. Kind of make some profit, don't know why, it's just there at the end of the year. If I just knew why, I'd triple it. Because I do more of that and less of that. True? You need to analyse through customer surveys and all the other things you've learnt in the marketing exercise what it is customers really want you to give to them and then deliver it in a way that works for them, not just for you. And how to acquire only those clients you really, really, really want on board. You need to have a set of systems and processes internally that work without you. And finally, you and your professional leadership responsibility is to make sure that the team eventually doesn't need you. Doesn't need you. Can you grow people that become better than you? Is the leadership responsibility of every leader in any organisation, business or not, on the planet? Can you grow a business where people become better than you? Are you capable of leading that operation? So that eventually you don't manage it, you just own it. And if you want to come in and manage it, then you can. But you don't have to, you just own it. When I left Gerard's, Nick generally didn't need me for about 3 days a week. He was a pain in the butt when I first got to know him, as you can tell if you read The Soul Millionaire. Who's read The Soul Millionaire? Nick's in the story. He's a real person. And I wanted him sacked, but my MD persuaded me to take him on and keep him on and just help him get over being drunk on a Tuesday night. Who gets drunk on a Tuesday night? So I spent every Friday morning with Nick and shut the phone off and disappeared so nobody could get me, training this kid, this nightmare. Till in the end, one day, I really did receive a call which said, thank you so much for bringing Nick up to meet the admin team in the HR department to help us learn how to run the group pension scheme. Would you be offended if only Nick came up in future to see the new people coming onto the scheme? Because he just seemed to be on top of it all, and we all fell in love with him. That's actually what they said. Yeah, I would actually. I'd be very offended. I'm the IFA. Of course I wouldn't. He's a lovely guy. And I knew then, I'd done it. I'd created this kid who didn't need me anymore. What did that release me to do? What did it release me to do?
Other things. The next link.
Develop somebody else.
Yeah, two things. Release me to do only those things at which I was absolutely brilliant that nobody else could do. And it released me to become a business coach. So I spent the next year taking Fridays off coaching. And nobody noticed a thing. Didn't even notice. Where's Dave? Oh, he's gone. Okay. Targets be met? Yeah. Just disappeared. Nick just ran everything. And all the staff knew it. I told everybody, that's what I'm doing. Then I started writing my book. I came back, walked into the MD. I'm not needed here anymore. You've got Nick and you've got John who's taking over all my clients and I'm resigning. All right. Yeah, because I've trained Nick up, and so John just took over my clients and eventually bought them from me, and then Nick just didn't need me. I just became a coach. I just released myself from being needed, and my ego was pushed out of the way. It was wonderful. It's like being free. So your job as a business leader is, are you capable of doing that kind of thing? And what I suggest you do is copy that page, put it somewhere in front of you near your PC or your desk or something. This is the template for your business. Okay, page 42, you have 25 minutes. As a team, page 42, jump the rest of the pages, they're just nice to know. Mission critical. Page 42, read the instructions. As a team, work on page 42, 43 and 44 until you finish the exercise. You've got 25 minutes to go. Carefully read the instructions. Okay, and stop. Before we get some feedback from all of you, I met a very, very skilled financial planner recently where they had major problems with one of their staff. That wasn't the instigation to this exercise. They thought this was, because they're actually one of my clients. And they sat at the workshop on Tuesday going, "This is me." No, this came from somewhere else. But here was the problem. One of the problems with the person that they had as their right-hand man, if you like, was that they weren't prepared, as a highly skilled individual, to continue in professional development. They weren't prepared to take exams. They weren't interested. My comment to that person was, you have set a condition which is now causing you a problem. I would never recruit anybody who was not prepared for L to the power of 3, which stands for what?
Is it a song?
Wish it was, I could sing it, but and then I'd get rid of all of you. But
Learning.
What about learning?
What is yours? Lifelong learning.
Got it. I'm not prepared to take on any member of outsourced or internal team that's not prepared to take on board lifelong learning. Just not prepared to tolerate that kind of attitude. And my suggestion to you is you might want to think about that for your business too. On that template that I showed you that you need to photocopy and stick on your wall or your desk or your board, learning and growth is a foundational factor for the business to grow and free you up. Alright, so talk to me about question one. What's the problem? Steve, what's the problem you've identified? Before Steve answers, Andrew, can you tell me why I'm putting you through this exercise? What is it I'm testing here in this exercise? If you were me, what would you be testing of this group by this exercise?
I guess the ability to analyse a situation and look for ways of correcting it.
Okay, when you say ways of, talk to me about the whole purpose of today. And rephrase that.
To look at yourself, look at the outcome that you're looking for, look at what you're doing at the moment, and look at the ways that you need to adjust that to deliver the outcomes that you're looking for.
Okay, what's the overriding word and principle for today?
Conditions.
Okay, now give it to me again. What would you be testing of this group by this exercise?
Okay,
one sentence. One.
Looking how you need to change your current ball game to fit in with the conditions that you're looking to ultimately achieve.
Okay.
The other way around, perhaps, setting the conditions.
Try that again, one more time. You're getting there. I'm not going to let you go on this one because on this hangs the ability of your business to free you.
Looking at the conditions that you want to achieve and then adjusting your work pattern or your goals and actions that you need to set in order to achieve that outcome.
Okay.
Or that.
That's a pretty long sentence, but it'll do.
You want to see my suitable diligence.
Okay, anybody want to try a different way of expressing that? One sentence, if you were me, what would you be testing of this group today?
I would just keep it simple, Dave, and say the objective is to reset your condition.
Try that again.
The objective is to reset your conditions in the recruitment of staff.
Okay. Yeah. And both of those are correct. And I think if you just bring them both together, I'm testing your ability to think conditions and systems as a business leader. To think conditions and systems as a business leader. And this is one way, or one little exercise of testing, are you able to do that? Are you able to change systems and conditions to solve a problem? And can you think that way? What was the, in a real life exercise where this came up, what do you think was the initial reaction of the financial advisor to this particular problem? Because there was a very similar problem in real life that came up in the last 6 weeks.
Probably just going to sack the person and try and bring somebody else in.
Well, what do you think they said about the person?
It was the person that was the fault, not the system.
Yeah. Furious about this individual. How dare you? What? You know, what? What's he thinking? And they sat at the workshop, and Samuel, 22 years of age, came up to me afterwards and said, their face went as white as a sheet by the end of the day. Why? Why?
Suddenly realization that the problem wasn't that individual, it was the systems.
Yeah. They'd created conditions where that person could survive within that organization and create havoc. And they realized with horror on their face, and Samuel just saw it and came up to me, did you see that person's face? That they were the problem, not the member of staff who left anyway. So that's what I'm testing today. Your ability to see through a new pair of glasses, oh, you do look beautiful, that the problem is the conditions you're setting. So tell me about these conditions then. What is the problem on this in this exercise? The problem number one is what?
Systems and job rules and job titles regarding the admin involved in the processing of the business in that particular target market. That's the first thing which you need to do, and then identify that.
Okay, well, I'm going to stop you there. That's what we need to do. Just number one, what's the problem? What's the key problem? One sentence.
No recruitment.
Recruitment system deficiency.
Okay. Number two. Well, the initial problem actually was got a member of staff keep screwing up. That's the problem. That's the problem as it appeared, isn't it? That is the problem. And then we go to reframe that as a systems problem, and your answer to that was?
Just what I said before.
I already told you that. Are you listening, man? All right, good. Yeah, the whole problem isn't the member of staff. It's the system you've created.